slaughtering you for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Now, what is your opinion? What do you think about this dream? Immediately. This is the submission. This is the submission we have to understand and we have to implement. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Oh my beloved father, don't hesitate, don't take time, don't give second thought. Just go ahead with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find me among those who are patient. I will not hesitate, I will not complain, I will not argue with you, who are you to take my life? No. I have total submission. If Allah wants me to be slaughtered, I am prepared to be slaughtered. Because this life has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my Malik, my Khaliq, my Creator, if He wants me to be slaughtered on His name, if this life was amanah, trust, I am returning back to Him. No question. So that is a total submission from the father's side, from the son's side. And look at when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has kept this infant son and his beloved wife Hazrat Hajir in the Wadi Ghairazir Zara, the barren land. No plain of grass over there. There is no vegetation, all desert. Right? All the mountains and nothing to survive in a physical sense. And there Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam left Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam with the infant, little baby. It is going back. Not even talking, not even advising what to do, how to do, how to survive after me, who will take care of you. No, nothing, no conversation. Just left quietly and is returning back. Hazrat Hajra is running behind husband. It's say about 3, 4, 5 miles he's running behind. And asking, oh my beloved husband, what happened to you? Why you are leaving us over here? What wrong I have done? What mistake I have done? Please explain. He's not talking because he was not allowed to speak. Look at how difficult it was. The beloved wife who gave him the son, and you are not allowed to talk to him, her, and explain her, consult her. No, be quiet. Just go ahead, continue. So he's walking and walking. Now, because she was the wife of the Prophet, she understood, my husband is the Prophet of Allah. And she lived a whole year, 2-3 years with him. She had observed the akhlaq and character and kindness and love of her husband. He never did like this before. This is the first time. A strange attitude. Strange behavior. He never did like this before. Why all of a sudden he has changed? He is not even talking to me. And as far as I remember, we had nothing, no argument, no nothing, anything took place, made him mad, you know, or upset. So she immediately realized, my husband cannot oppress upon me. He cannot make zulam upon me. He is very kind. He is very loving. He is very respectful. Must be something else. And what is that something else? Then she asked, is this the command of Allah? Are you doing the way you are doing, whatever you are doing with us? Is it from your side? Or you have been commanded by Almighty Allah? So then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam just indicated, yes, this is the hukam of Allah. Allah has commanded me to leave you and son over here in this condition. When she heard this thing, immediately look at the iman, tawakkul, reliance of Hazrat Hajj. He was not the Prophet, he was a young girl. She never had experience of this before. She was a princess, of Egypt. She never went through in this kind of situation before. But look at the, because of the sohba and company of the Prophet, how this iman inculcated and became strong in her heart. In the faith, in tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a level of it. We cannot imagine. When she heard that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately she said that Allah is not going to destroy us. Now you go ahead. I am not worried. I am not concerned about anything. If this is the command of our Lord is very merciful, Arhamur Rahimin. He will not destroy us in this field, in this area. Immediately, total conviction, total faith, total tawakkul and reliance, Hazrat Hajira displayed at the time on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to learn. Total submission. No matter how the circumstances around us is so difficult, horrible, and terrible, but inside, internal, we should have total tawakkul and reliance on the mercy and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazir said, no, normally you go ahead. My Lord will not destroy us. I have faith on Him. He will make means. He has the qudrat. He can do without means, against means. And because of the tawakkul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows her how Allah protected her and her son. And how Zamzam came up by the striking of Jibreel alayhi salam, his wing or heel, whatever. And how they survived, how the Jurhum tribe came over there, and they settled down, and how Hazrat Abu was taken care of. That was the result and reaction of tawakkul and reliance on the qudrat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, same thing, son, when he heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be slaughtered, immediately he submitted himself. I am ready, I am prepared. I want to be slaughtered. Do like this, tie my hands, put me upside down so you don't see my face, and just do it. And just take my kurta, my shirt to my mom so she can remember that. All these advices he is giving to his dad. Mentally, physically, spiritually, he was prepared to be slaughtered for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah doesn't want to, you know, oppress anyone. That was just the test. Inna hadha lahul bala'ul mubin, qassar tabta ru'ya, inna kadhalik najzil muhsinin. When Hazrat Ibrahim salam with full conviction and intention and with the full effort, He did his best. Whatever he could do, he did it. He sharpened the knife and with the full power and strength, he ran the knife on the neck of his beloved son. He did from his side. Oh Allah, you want me to prove that I love you more or my son more? This is, I want to prove it from my side. This is my action. This is my amal. I can have 100 sons, I am prepared to slaughter for your name. Just to please you. Just to obey you. So he did 100%. Son was 100% ready to be slaughtered. And that was the test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself declared, you have passed your test. And then the lamb came from the heaven and Hazrat Ibrahim salam slaughtered. My brothers, when Hazrat Ibrahim salam started preaching to his father Azar and then whole community. He was a young man, alone, against entire community, against entire kingdom, against the tyrant king Namrud, who claimed himself that I am the Lord, and people used to worship him as a Lord. That tyrant, powerful Namrud, and Hazrat Ibrahim salam was presented in his court, and how without fear he debated and explain Namrud and his followers about Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Lord is that who grants life and death. He said, oh, I can do it also. He kills one innocent person and set free one person who has the sentence of death. So Ibrahim Salam realized he doesn't understand the real true meaning of life and death. Then he changed the topic. He said, my Allah is that who bring the sun from the east. Now if you are claiming you bring from the west. فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي kafar. He was speechless. Namrud was speechless. He couldn't argue. He couldn't reply. He couldn't satisfy Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam. How? He has no power to bring the sun from the opposite direction. Who can do it? Then he said, okay, throw him into the fire. The fire was burned for more than 6 months. Everyone was involved bringing firewood. Very huge. They never had this kind of firewood before. Huge. Even the bird couldn't fly from the top. It was so huge. And Ibrahim as a young man observing on daily basis that people are gathering the firewood for me. They are going to just lighten the fire. He is looking at all these things. But his iman is not hesitating. His iman, conviction, faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing by day. These people cannot harm me. These people cannot do anything to me. Because I am the messenger of Allah. Allah has granted me one task to teach them, to invite them towards the Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am doing it now. Whatever comes in front of me doesn't matter. I am working for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm inviting for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to be, you know, have any kind of hesitation or fear in my heart. With full conviction, he was standing there observing all these things. Final day came and they couldn't even throw him. They put something to throw him. You know the story. The point is this, my brothers and sisters, that even the angels were afraid. They ask permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, your only servant on the surface of the earth, one single individual who is taking your name, who is believing in you, and he's going to be burned now. And we are here, can we help him out? Allah knows everything. Allah says, okay, go ahead, I have permission. If he asks you, then you can help him out. So angels came down, Jibreel Salaam, Mikael Salaam, and said, Allah has given us permission. We came with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are allowed to help you, assist you, protect you. I can take you away from here, miles away. I can extinguish this fire, Mikael Salaam said. I can bring the cloud and it will be rain right now and the fire will extinguish. All things can happen. All the means, and we have power over it, we can do it, and we have permission from Allah. But Allah has said, first we ask your permission if you are ready. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, this is again the test of iman, test of yaqeen, test of reliance, test of tawakkul. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Allah is watching me, he is aware of my condition, I don't need help, assistance from any makhluk. My iman doesn't allow me to rely on makhluk, on asbab, on the creation. If Allah wants me to be burned, this is what His wisdom, why should I try not to be burned? Why should I take the help and assistance to protect myself when my Lord want me to be burned? Understand the point. When my Allah want me to be burned, this is His hikmah, this is His wisdom. Why should I try to protect myself and survive? No, I should be burned. I should go with the command of Allah, with the wisdom of whether we understand, we don't. Total submission. And if He wants me to be protected, He doesn't need any sabab, any mean. His whole power, he can protect me in any way. So that was the imtihan, that was the test of the iman of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he passed that iman through his submission and refusing all the assistance and help from the end. That was his test. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his qudrat and power? He did not bring any water, he did not bring anything else to distinguish this fire. Same fire which was created to burn. The quality is fire is to burn. That's why it's created. Same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his ability there and there and commanded, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, you are my creation, I created it to burn, but today in this particular occasion, you are not allowed to do and express your quality. Do other way around. Become cool. Fire cannot be cool. But today, for this my Khalil, you have to be cool. Change the quality. Allah can change the quality. Allah can make day, night, night in day. Tu lijul layla fil nahar, tu lijul nahar fil layl. Total opposite. Allah can do anything. So this is the iman, my brothers. We have to, you know, strengthen and we have to work on iman. So in this kind of circumstances in our lives, when it appears, we can see the lesson, we can learn the lesson from the story of Anbiya alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can live our life in this guidance. All this story has been mentioned in the Holy Quran for our guidance. Huda lil muttaqin. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Now, inshallah, very shortly, the tariqah, the way, method of performing Salatul Eid. First of all, it is wajib salah, so we should make the niyah that, oh Allah, I am performing two rakat, idul.